In the background, we hear Too Fat Polka performed by Die Hard Polka Band. And if bratwurst and pretzels isn't your thing this weekend, we have plenty of options on the table, including the Carbondale Clay Center's big annual fundraiser, once known as Cajun Clay with Bowls and Gumbo. This year, it's all about tacos and plates.
Yes. Right.
Joined in studio by Angela Bruno. How are you, Angela?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Angela is the executive director of the Carbondale Clay Center. So how are things going over at the Clay Center?
They are busy. We have a full house of volunteers today setting up for the event tomorrow.
Besides the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program, that's our closest nonprofit neighbor. Unlike the Third Street Center, we're not surrounded.
No, I know. Right next door.
And so tacos on plates. Tell me a little bit where the idea came from.
Well, we started working on a new theme last year for our annual fundraiser, and I have a really fabulous special events committee, and they brainstormed. We sort of planned it around the dish, actually. So we thought small plates, and what would go great on them is tacos.
And so the concept with this fundraiser is you have all these artists who use the Clay Center and enjoy the services and art business as well as art facilities.
Yeah.
And they contribute a work of their art that's also functional, like a lot of pottery. And then local chefs make a meal to go on that plate.
Yeah. So really the idea behind these events are sort of inspired by our desire to share with the community the great thing about functional pottery and getting dishes into people's homes and having them interact with them and be a part of their ritual during the day, drinking coffee in the morning out of a mug, you know, eating soup out of a bowl that was made by somebody that you know or, you know, at the Clay Center. So these events, we for this particular one, we have 30 invited artists who each made at least 10 plates. And I really like the idea of, you know, sourcing the food locally and using, sustaining these events with local businesses. And the Sustainable Settings is donating meat. Aaron's Acres has donated all the food, the vegetables for it. And then we have Mark Harden with Field to Fork, Slow Groovin', Senior Taco Show, and Gerb's Grub will be making the food. And so come and with your ticket, you get to pick out a plate that you'll eat off of during the event and then take home with you to use always.
Wow. So how many tickets or plates are available in total?
So we have right around 325.
And
we were planning, it's a lot of plates, but we were planning for 300 people at the event. And actually we only have 40 tickets left as of right before I walked over here.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
They're selling out. Thanks. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We were planning on selling tickets at the door, but I don't know how many we'll have left tomorrow.
So not only is it pick your plate of all these plates and then enjoy this wonderful food by local chefs, but there's also going to be some entertainment involved.
There is. Yep. The Aspen Santa Fe Ballet Folklorico Dancers, I'm sorry, are going to be performing twice during the evening at 5:45 and 7 p.m. So that'll be awesome. And then DJ Raul will be playing music all night for everyone.
We know him.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you do.
That's Luis Giannis.
Yeah. He's the best. So we're pretty excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Katie and K DJ. He does Rise on Fridays on Katie and K every other Friday.
Yeah.
Might be tonight.
Oh, right. We should check into
it's
that.
Tonight or it's DJ Good.
His wife, Amy, recently joined our board and she's awesome. She's on the special events committee. So I love how everybody's working together.
And the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet Folklorico, they're really garnering quite the reputation and have been for years. But what a phenomenal performance at Mountain Fair.
Yep.
A sort of tribute to the sun with beautiful costumes. And then as well, they do the Day of the Dead dance.
Yep.
That always, there's the biggest crowd of any First Friday, just all trying to pack into the Thunder River Theater to see them.
I know. I'm really excited. It's really an honor to be able to work with all these people, and I'm just excited to host everybody. And
shout out to Paco.
Yes, Paco. I just met him today for the first time. Actually, he's very nice.
So do you know what sort of dances they'll be performing?
I don't actually. I think they're doing two different dances, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the music by DJ Raul, is that going into the evening?
It is, yeah. Yeah, we had a band last year, and it's always fun to have a band, but it's a little easier to sort of control the volume of, you know, because the crowd gets loud, and then it's hard to interact and talk. And so we thought a DJ would be great, so we can sort of hear each other.
How late does the event go until?
It's 5 to 8, and we have the street closed, and we have to we'll probably be it always lasts a little longer, so everybody will probably be hopefully out of there by around 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Was there anything else that you'd like to add about Tacos on Plates at the Clay Center?
Well, I just really want to thank all of the participating artists. You know, we ask them every year to make work for these fundraisers, and every year they say yes. And there's a very long list of them, so I'm not going to read them off. But if you're listening, thank you so much. And then also all of the business sponsors. We have also way too many to list, but we really could not pull off these events without the support of our community business partners. And I am personally, and I know everyone involved, is so grateful. So thanks to everyone who donated time, who volunteered, who's going to be there tomorrow night. And we're really excited.
Yeah, no small task building that many plates.
No, it's been months. And I real quick want to give a shout out to Frank McGurk. He is a potter and teaches at the Clay Center, and he really rallied all of these artists and kept in contact and was keeping the tallies. And our studio manager Matt Eames was also, you know, really, he busted his butt to make sure everything was fired and accounted for and counted. And it was this huge, you know, task. It's been 6 months in the making. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready for this event.
And it all culminates tomorrow on the eve of the equinox.
It does. That's right. Yeah.
And then you get to just relax into fall.
Yeah, then I'll sleep for 2 days.
Thank you so much, yeah, Angela Bruno, Executive Director of the Carbondale Clay Center. For stopping by Katie and Kay and Express Yourself and everything that you're doing with the Clay Center, all the artists that you support.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an honor.
And all the cool dishware that you are sending into our community.
Into the world, yes.
I personally have a bowl named by Gianna.
Yeah, and she's the best.
Oh, yeah, she has fantastic work.
She does, yeah, it's amazing. And she's been there a few years. I love watching how it's progressed and changed. She's amazing, yeah. Mm.
Likely at the next Carbondale Farmers Market.
Yes,
the
absolutely.
Final one.
I know. She'll be
Wednesday.
There. Yeah, go support her.
And she's been doing some hot sales.
She has.
So that's also something to think about.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
And good luck with the event
Thank
tomorrow.
You so much.